Tom.
Here.
Jay.
Here.
Chris.
Chris.
I'm here.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between. Welcome back to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0, an LGBT podcast streaming live on digital stream radio, where you can access that live stream every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can do so by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. My name is Tom, and as always, I don't do this show by myself. I got some people up in the studio with me, a lot of people today. Wow. Starting with the first one.
Hey, y'all, Nick or Trish.
And
Jay. Hola.
Hola, Jay Bear, and
good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And welcome you all to
The Dish.
So we're all in the studio, which is amazing. I just want to make sure that I did. So it's live streaming. And it's a good thing to have all the boys sitting in the studio. And we're going to be talking about, you know, some things that are going on. Obviously, is what we do. But I just wanted to quickly just, you know, send a heartfelt, you know, my heart is with you to the people of Louisiana and New Orleans and all of the neighboring, you know, parishes that are suffering right now as a result of a catastrophic hurricane that pummeled through the area, no less on the anniversary, on the same day that Katrina did so many, you know, years ago. And right now, over 1.5 million people are without power in the area. And I know when I lose power, I lose my mind. So I can only imagine what it is that these people are going through. So our hearts are with the people of Louisiana and, of course, in New Orleans.
As well as the friends and family of the brave heroes, servicemen and women who were killed in Afghanistan.
That's right. That's right. We have a story related to Afghanistan, but I believe 14 lives were lost.
13.
13 as a result of terrorist attack that occurred by apparently this new group.
ISIS-K.
ISIS-K. Like, can we come up with any more names?
It's the Islamic State of...
But there's more than one group running the country right now, right?
Well right now the Taliban has sealed its vacuum. The Taliban has...
Taking control
of the nation, which was expected.
Which is an arm of ISIS, isn't it?
No, they're sworn enemies.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, it's... So, you know, obviously... The U.S. had spent 20 years and trillions of dollars trying to establish a government that would be able to fight off control from ISIS, from the Taliban. But that, of course, didn't happen. As soon as we announced our withdrawal, you know, they just sort of kind of little by little started taking over until we knew it.
It was going to happen.
Yeah. It was a matter of time. But anyway, that's the point we were trying to make is that we lost 13 Americans who were defending our freedoms and our rights and the rights of those that helped us to escape Afghanistan and its new regime. And, you know, our hearts are with the families.
Yep.
So, but anyway, Trish, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little full.
You're a little full. Yeah. We did grill. So, you know, and it was, so Christopher made us some food. Why don't you tell us what you made us? Before we move on to...
Jay definitely helped. I mean, we did like a little, like a Italian kind of Tuscany kind of feeling. I've never been to Tuscany, so actually, I don't know if that's accurate. But no, we did some like balsamic glazed chicken with some honey, so I got a nice caramelization on it. Mm-hmm. And then we topped that with mozzarella and basil and tomatoes and lemon juice. And then we had some grilled asparagus and grilled potatoes. Right. Never done that before. Those were delicious.
So how did you prepare the potatoes for them to come out delish?
So boiled them, cut them into
wedges.
Wedges. Yep. There you go. Thank you. I was going to say spears, but wedges. Boiled them for 7 minutes. Let them cool. Toss them in olive oil.
It is. See, it comes out. God. It's organic now.
I'm like, he's trying to squeeze oil out of my dog. Leave my olive oil. Call it olive oil, please.
So a little olive oil, a little salt, pep. A little garlic.
And, I think as a treat for our listeners and watchers, we should record him cooking next time. It is like an hour and a half to 2 hour
process.
Because I enjoy cooking. I like, you know, I want to be one with the ingredients.
I can set up like two cameras, one from above and
there is one above.
No, I'm talking about the Mevo cams. One from above, pointing down to see what you're doing, and then the other one from behind.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right.
So we can just see your butt move.
I'm about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
well, literally. We'll have to wait until she finishes college. I mean, at least this semester.
Yeah.
So, because I think this week will be the last episode because you go back to school.
Correct. So I do start school the Wednesday after Labor Day, but I will be able to be here. I don't know the exact dates, but the days that I have Mondays off.
I'm going to need the calendar.
I'll give you the calendar.
Right. Just to make sure with like PTO.
We have a lot.
Yeah, we got to talk to HR and all that stuff. Yeah, we got to make sure you got a bank.
These are excused.
Right.
I need a teacher's note.
We need an update on his PTO.
Did you say a teacher's note?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'll have the dean call you, okay? Yeah.
All right.
I need a hall pass. I need a hall pass, definitely. Yeah. But anyway, so the chicken wedges, the potato wedges, you boil them for 10 minutes, throw them on the grill.
Yeah.
Sear done.
Yeah.
They were delicious.
Like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, they really were. It was an amazing dinner. And so anyway, Nick, you said you were full, but how are you doing?
I'm good.
It's been a full week since you've gotten your Peloton. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah. I mean, what do you want to hear?
Well, first and foremost, tell me about how are you liking it?
I'm obsessed.
Obsessed. Okay. And you have a trainer.
Well,
talk
I mean,
about your trainer.
There are plenty of trainers that you can like, you know, use, but my go-to is Cody.
Right.
Of course.
Can you love Cody. Tell us a little bit about Cody?
Is it K-O-D-I too?
No. C-O-D-Y.
C-O.
No, he's just gay and amazing and I love him. I mean, my cool down today, we were going to brunch and we talked about, you know, can we have another mimosa? Let's go, another mimosa.
And you know, he's all about the mimosas. So, I mean.
Yeah. And then, like, at one point, we were listening to Whitney Houston on the cool down ride. And he was like, honey, Whitney, let's just say, if you need to ask the question, he doesn't love you.
Because the song that was playing was, how will I know if he really loves me?
Wait, so is it like an actual, like, real trainer? Like,
yeah.
It's not a, like a recorded class?
So, yeah, it's a recorded class, but you can take the classes live. So, like, today I took a live class.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it depends on, like, who's teaching when, what class you want to take. Mm. And, like, I'm still, you know, a baby Pelotoner, so I don't want to go, like, crazy hard and kill myself, because today I almost fell over in the shower because my leg cramped up.
Oh, Lord.
Were you sure, you know, we had talked about Peloton on the show before. Were you sure to blow dry your balls, butt, and snatch?
Oh, 100%.
All three of them?
He had to rub my taint last week.
I did, because she was sore.
Oh.
I walked in all bow-legged.
Mm-hmm.
It was
she had a gap.
It was my first Peloton ride.
Like, you can shoot, like, throw footballs in between her legs and just scream goal.
Mm-hmm.
It was gappy, yeah.
No, but I got my week badge, and I've done 11 classes so far. So.
There you go. Yeah. Proud of you, Trish.
Very proud of you. So she's engaged.
Tank, how's the tank doing now?
She's built up some type of buffer because I'm good now. It
honey,
hurt.
It's called a callus.
That's probably what it is. Or maybe I was just sitting on the bike wrong. I don't know.
No, you're supposed to sit on it, not let it go in.
Right.
Try them Kegels now.
Oh, Lord.
I've done enough today.
I'm doing Kegels right now.
Let me stop.
And Chris, how are you? Besides cooking, how are you doing?
Good. It was been a while since I've seen you guys.
I know.
Went to my best friend's wedding 2 weeks ago, and then went to visit someone.
Steve.
Well, he came to the wedding with me. Yeah, you can sing it.
Okay.
Wait, did we talk about the fact that we met him?
Yeah,
on the show. With you?
No. We haven't talked about
that. No, because it was that weekend.
Right. So we ended up meeting Steven. You guys came to the bar.
Yep.
And he was so super adorable. So you had walked away.
He was nervous.
Steven, don't kill me for this. But you had walked away, and he was sitting there at the bar, and he had both your drink and his in front of
oh, God, what is this?
And so I'm literally watching him while I'm watching people sing because I was hosting karaoke. And I don't know where you were, but he would just sit in there. He grabs the glass, and he's like... And then he picks up his glass and starts drinking and goes, oh, okay. This is not. So he almost like drank your drink. I don't know if maybe he doesn't like what you drank or what the case may be, but it was just so hilarious. And I'm sitting here laughing my ass off by myself in the corner over there. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah, that was fun.
But no, he's super sweet and super nice. Maybe one day we'll get him in the studio.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun. So, yeah, we went to a wedding on Long Island for one of my best friends. Then we went to New Jersey to visit his brother. Then the next day, then we came to see you guys. Mm. Then we went home. And then, well, to his house. And then the next day I went to Tanglewood to see the closing of the Boston Symphony. Mm-hmm. And then the day after that, I went to Dillon Stadium to watch Hartford Athletic play, the soccer team, our local soccer team play. They won, which is a lot of fun. And then I've just been, you know, working a lot and prepping for school.
Like you're such a soccer whore.
I love soccer. I love it.
That's great, though. That's
I mean,
great.
They're hot, but...
Yeah.
The coach... I am kind of upset I didn't take a video of him. I'm going to send you guys a picture of him.
Okay.
Also, anyone listening, look up the coach for Hartford Athletic. He's like in his 30s. I think he worked for Chelsea. He's from the UK.
Ah.
And I believe he worked for Chelsea. Gorgeous. And someone, so the players kept like getting in the box and not shooting. And someone screamed, "Tell him to fucking shoot." And the coach turned around and was like, "Yes." Like,
and of course, he's got to be, you know.
Harry Watling?
Who?
Harry Watling?
Of course, he had to be.
Oh, yeah.
European.
Not that one.
He's a peen, European. Yep.
Gay. Yeah. Or
gorgeous.
European.
Gorgeous.
Oh, he can get it.
And he wears these like super tight pants. And, like,
of course he does.
Like the booty going on.
Oh,
there.
That's another thing about Cody is. So he has these shorts on, but all, like his bulge is just like pushing out. And I'm just like, yeah, I've got something to ride towards. You know, like,
it's just. Pedaling so fast.
Yeah. Oh my God. It just speeds it
chasing
up.
Chasing the dragon.
I can't with you sometimes.
Why?
But listen, hey.
Hey, it motivates her.
Whatever motivates her.
It motivates her. Yeah. It's like having a hot dog in front of the dog running on, you know. Yeah. You got it.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Cannot. Jay, how are you, my dear?
Fantastic.
Jay, you had an amazing long weekend last weekend.
Yeah, so we traveled to Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah,
they went to Tennessee.
For my nephew's bachelor party. And needless to say, there was no sleep involved. Probably 3 hours, 4 hours max every day.
Yikes. And how many days were you down in Tennessee?
We went from Thursday to Monday, so 5 days.
And how many lives did you save?
Oh, we saved the one leg.
Oh yeah,
yes we did.
I was gonna say, you know, aside from partying, you know that there were some extracurricular activities that you did.
Absolutely, yeah. So we hung out, we drank, we had a good time, and saved the life. Actually, on Sunday morning, returning from dropping off one of the guys at the airport, someone had flipped their vehicle, in an embankment in the highway, and we pulled up as it happened.
Oof.
So we kind of just found the vehicle upside down and people running towards it. The people that were there obviously had no idea what they were doing. They were trying to pry the door from what was now the top of the vehicle, which was upside down, and the door wasn't budging. So my nephew and I jumped in there and jumped into action. He's a tech at the hospital, so he's experienced with emergencies.
And you were with a bunch of firefighters.
Yeah, right? Yeah, but actually the firefighters were not with us that day, believe it or not.
Of course.
But of course we had to go back and boast about how we saved the life, and we had a short video clip that one of the other guys took of us. And
I'm sure that whoever it was very lucky that you guys were there, because had you not been, it could have been
a different outcome.
Right.
But definitely, so... We went to party and saved a life and had a great time. And
then went back to partying.
Went back to party, and then there was very little eating that I recall.
So you drank your calories, basically.
Every single calorie, I think.
Oh, my God.
That's good. That's
drank
good.
Here, a couple strips of brisket there, $22 later.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yep. Shit your brains out later. Well, that's good. Well, and how did you find Tennessee? As a Latino going down to Tennessee, how was it?
I think, because I've had that question come, I think, because of my fair skin and light eyes, people really don't, I didn't see a big difference.
So they don't think that you're probably, or they don't assume.
We were told they're not as progressive as we thought they were. by a local. So, you know, I guess you take it with a grain of salt. It was a short experience. I wasn't there long enough.
Right, right.
But for the time I was there, we had a good time. Everybody treated us with respect and nobody was too crazy. Right. The bars had a great mix of LGBT people and straight people. So I really didn't, like, I figured there's got to be a gay bar somewhere around here. And there was. But all the other bars, I mean, any other bar you went into, you run into a group of LGBT people, whether mm-hmm. it was guys or girls right. or a mix hanging out. So, you know, you could feel that they're inclusive, which was right. really good to see.
Good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so that kind of made it a little easier for me, you know, just to have more fun and enjoy myself. Yeah.
I kind of figured that,
sure,
you know,
you did.
Towns like for example, when you think of like Nashville and Knoxville, all these like major cities tend to be a little bit more open. But, you know, if you go out into the back corners of some of these areas
in
the South, then, you know, you can run into some issues if you're going into a mom and pop local dive hole.
Of course. Yeah. And even like when you look at, you know, Texas, if you go to Dallas and you go to,
I'll go to Oakland.
What's Oakland?
Oakland is the area in Dallas that's it's like the gay strip.
No, that's not Oakland. It's Cedar Springs, something Springs. It's where the Roundup Saloon is. That's where Liz and I went.
No.
Oh, so, boy, so. Butter.
Yes. Can we like be Facebook friends?
So when you go to Dallas, there's an area of Dallas called Oakland. That's where JR's is.
Yeah, right? No, that's like Cedar Springs.
That area is called Oakland.
Oh, I just
it's referred to as Oakland.
Okay. We're talking about the same place. Right. We are.
So yeah, it's probably, maybe that's the what do they call those? So if there's a town, there's a
village,
maybe it's the borough.
The borough, the township.
But yeah, most people know it as Oakland. JR's is there across the street.
No, I know. Yeah, the Roundup Saloon, right? Yeah. JR's, yeah.
I love it. Two-step dancing. It's hysterical. It's fun.
It was a good time. But that's where I met a porn star that I recognized him. I was like, you take daddy dick, don't you? I was like super wasted. Oh, his friend was, he was like, yeah. His friend was like, I do porn too. I was like, okay, all right, chill. All right, not talking to you right now.
I was talking to daddy dick over here.
Daddy dick.
You daddy take dick daddy dick.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, definitely.
Thank you for that segue, by the way, because that leads us into our first story.
That's what I'm here for.
So I would probably say maybe about 4 weeks ago, OnlyFans, which is a service that has been used
by Nick
a lot by a lot of people who are in the porn industry or have, you know, dabbled or started to transition into that field. We're using OnlyFans throughout the pandemic to make some serious bucks. And, you know, apparently OnlyFans was trying to look for new investors, and some of the investors that they were talking to were like, yeah, no, we can't really support you in your endeavors because of the kind of content that you currently have happening on the platform. And so they announced that they were going to pull a lot of the
adult content,
excessively like raunchy sexual stuff. So, like, you can post nudes and stuff like that, but some of the raunchy stuff was going to be out.
No, daddy,
can you imagine
taking
being on OnlyFans and like all of a sudden it's like sponsored by Bank of America, and then there's like a Bank of America commercial.
Right, exactly. And then it goes back to like someone sitting on a piece of corn on the cob on a drill bit. Like,
hey, listen, there's something for everyone.
Exactly.
And so they had announced that as of October 1st that they would start, you know, removing some of these explicitly, some of this explicit content. And the fans reacted. People who were using the service as a means to legitimately make money during a time where a lot of people were unemployed started speaking up. And fans of these OnlyFans individuals started also, you know, commenting. And apparently their voices were big enough to make an impact. And actually, OnlyFans actually retracted their previous statement and on August 25th announced that they would not go through with banning, you know, sexual content that they would technically deem like extreme. So that basically they would say, you know, it's okay. You can still, OnlyFans will function as it does today and as it did throughout the entire pandemic. In a statement, they said, thank you to everyone for making your voices heard. The company said in a tweet Wednesday, we have secured assurances necessary to support our diverse creator community and have suspended the plan on October 1st policy change. OnlyFans stands for inclusion and we will continue to provide a home for all creators, which nice. I think is great.
Yeah. Didn't we have somebody in the bar last night?
Yes. I gotta tell you this funny story. So let me wrap up here. So good for them, and I think it's great because a lot of people shame people who are in the sexual industry or in the porn industry or that use sex as a means to make money. And in all honesty, that could have been the difference between life and death for a lot of people during the pandemic. And it also protects people because they have control of the content that they're putting out. They're not at the mercy of these studios that are making them do things that they may not be comfortable with. Right. And so in that aspect, I think it's a wonderful thing to allow these creators that use sex as a means to make money to continue to do so. So speaking of OnlyFans, so yes, yesterday we were doing karaoke and I had this one girl that kept coming up and putting songs in for her two friends that were with her. But she was always giving me a different name. So at one point it was Esteban, and then the next time it was someone else. And then she comes up and she's like, can you put in this song for something, something? And I'm like, all right, what the hell is going on here, Missy? Because you've given me three freaking names already for that kid over there who's singing these songs. Who the fuck is he? What am I? I need one name. I can't have three people, one person with three different names in my rotation because that's fucked up. So, use this name instead then. That's his OnlyFans name. And I'm like, OnlyFans? What?
His handle.
Yeah, his handle. And then I forgot what it was. Like, I can't remember what it was.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it's not important. I mean, he wasn't really my type, so I wouldn't support him on OnlyFans. But it was hilarious.
Yeah. So, I mean, they were actually outside the bar at one point when I went outside.
So I call him, and he comes up, and he sings. And then he's done. And I'm like, all right, everyone, give it up for so-and-so. This is so-and-so. And that's also his OnlyFans handle. And the whole bar just went bananas. And he's like, what? And I'm like, she told me that was your OnlyFans handle. So I'm just helping you out here. You want to make some money? There you go.
There you go, girl.
I just thought it was hysterical.
Be happy.
Word of advice? Pay your taxes.
Yeah, right. Save that money.
I know someone. I'm not going to disclose who it is, but a sibling of a not very close friend of mine got really into OnlyFans throughout the pandemic.
Right.
IRS came after this individual hard.
Listen, people can just like when really you
drive
money.
Yeah, exactly. And like when you drive Uber or you're a contractor, you have to pay those taxes at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. This actually, individual,
if you're an individual registered as an LLC or working for yourself, typically you would do so every 3 months, every quarter.
I'm not
at least an
economist. I don't know all the how those things work. All I know is this individual was getting chased down for a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So if you are in it, good for you. We support you. There's, we're what's sex positive or is that what we said?
Sexual positivity is amazing. It's a beautiful thing.
You use that word, right?
Sexual positivity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Sex work positive. Yeah.
Sexual positivity. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Like no ho shaming, none of that stuff.
No, I mean the fact that you're working and using your body doesn't make you a hoe. It just makes you a hustler.
Exactly. Like, well, we used to use the word here on the show a lot. So if you're out there, you do you. If you're watching, you do you. Everyone pay your fair share,
right? And pay your taxes. Yeah. So
unless you're Donald Trump.
If you're right. If you think they're not watching all of these services that have all of these types of digital, transactions going on, they have to report that income somewhere. So if they're reporting from their end and the IRS is not seeing your report from your end, you're the recipient of this money and you're not reporting your income, they'll come for you and you can get into a lot of trouble. And that's not something you want to fuck with. You don't fuck with freaking Uncle Joe. Or wait, is it Uncle Sam?
Uncle Sam. Yes. I was like, Uncle Joe was before he was president.
Wrong uncle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Wrong uncle. Yeah,
you don't want to fuck with Uncle Sam. He'll come for you. He'll come for you, your children, your house, and everything you own.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he can have my children. So he'll just have to pay me $200 a wank.
A
quick.
Oh my God.
That's cheap.
Okay, that got off. All right, cool.
No, but it's true. I mean, they pay you for sperm at a sperm bank. So I don't know if it's $200, but no, they do. More. It's more?
It's more?
Oh, women, Chris.
Women get,
Chris, your sperm does not need to be out there, okay?
you can donate, yeah, but you can't. Please don't.
Women get paid.
Because
they pay like
we will be able to tell if your children are walking amongst this earth, because we'll be able to hear them.
Oh, yeah.
You'll probably, some of them will probably end up in Germany, and then you'll be banned.
You'll just notice them all on leashes at a young age. Yeah. You'll be like, oh, that was probably one of his.
Trying to take poops in toilets at Home Depot.
Exactly. Pooping in the toilet in Home Depot in freaking Munich, yeah.
At a display toilet, nonetheless. Right.
Exactly.
That's cute.
Hey, I was learning.
So. And I learned well.
That's it averages awesome. Under $1,000.
Really?
Yeah. Just saying.
College ain't
per
cheap.
Nut?
For your nuts. Yeah, for your nuts.
I'm going to be at the... I mean, I'm going to the sperm bank.
Yeah, they don't discriminate.
Every day.
We'll be fine.
Every day. I mean, they'll test it and everything and do all that good stuff.
And then if you want a store, they'll charge you between $150 and $300 per year to store your own sperm.
Oh, just put mine on the clearance rack. I don't care. Just give me like the freaking like,
summer sale.
Really, yeah, right. Really cheap.
Yeah, right.
Lord have mercy. This is the desperate aisle.
Like, nope. Oh my God. No. Oh, Jesus.
Cannot.
desperate aisle.
It's a blowout.
That's awesome. Clearance. You're a mess. Mm. Yeah.
I'm back.
That's exactly why they would have it in the clearance.
Just put it on the clearance.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I was fine with it. I'll take the discount.
Oh, Lord, I can't. I can't. So anyway, Trish, we have a story all the way from Mexico, and I wanted to talk
from
about
where?
It because it is
I couldn't
amazing.
Understand your accent. Awesome.
Mexico.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, I was saying it like the gringos say it, Mexico.
Oh.
The Spanish people say Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How do you say it? Gunting go.
Go away.
Anyway, Trish.
Okay. Anyway, so legislators in the northeastern Mexican state of Yucatan have enacted marriage equality for same-sex couples and also cracked down on conversion therapy.
Yay!
Yucatan lawmakers voted 20-5 Wednesday to extend marriage rights, reports the Washington Blade. The state previously termed marriage a union between a man and a woman. So this is big news out of Mexico.
It is. It's fantastic news. I mean, when you think about, I don't know where Mexico stands federally as far as marriage equality and gay rights, but this is huge that a state, because that's usually all it takes, right? Mm-hmm. Remember Massachusetts being the first state to pass marriage equality? And it just snowballs after that.
It percolates.
Well, the article says here currently 22 out of the 32 Mexican states allow same-sex marriage. So the majority of Mexico does recognize, which has legalized and will recognize same-sex marriage.
Which probably means it'll go to the federal courts at some point.
Yeah, it'll go to the courts, right, exactly.
If they follow the same...
Yeah, I don't know the constitutional build of Mexican law.
And I don't want to speculate, but it sounds like if it's more states... Then not. Then probably they still don't have a federal consensus on.
I mean, for us, it would be three quarters for a constitutional amendment. Right. It could be. I mean, it's within the numbers are within that realm. Eventually, or hopefully, we'll get within that realm.
Well, they have less states, right?
Of course,
they have. You said it was 22 out of 30.
22 out of 32.
Right. Yeah, 22 out of 32, and we have 50. So
of course,
they're well beyond that. One that
right, and it'll come down to their government's law, right. Federal law.
Well, I mean, you remember back when the Supreme Court decided not to take marriage equality on, and they said, no, we want to push it back to the states and let it percolate a little bit more in the states to get everybody more on board and learn more about it. Mm-hmm. So I think like they're really at a tipping point.
It could really be that. Just like with the Equal Rights Amendment here in the United States, I believe it needs to be 37 states to ratify the Constitution. I think that's
37 makes it three-fourths.
Exactly. So it could be... It could be similar there. I mean, I would imagine that between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, we probably have rather similar constitutional laws, probably based off of ours more.
Not necessarily, because Canada is has a parliamentarian system
more in line with
like England.
And, right, of course. But right. I mean, I would imagine that they would be they would probably be reflective. Their constitutions, even though they are parliamentary, I don't know if Mexico has a parliament.
Well, here's a nice wiki fact on that. The intellectual influence of the French Revolution and the brief French occupation in Mexico, 1862 through 67, resulted in the adoption of the Neapolitan Code, which decriminalized same-sex sexual acts since 1871.
And we had talked about that in the past. Right. Mexico did decriminalize it at a very early time.
But it's also, I mean, it's in the law, but it's also, you know, they weren't really tolerant of sexual activity or, you know, PDA in public for years.
So decriminalizing the fact that
you can't be charged with a federal crime. Yeah. Right. For same-sex relations or same-sex PDA on a federal level. Right. But at that point, apparently, according to this, it seems like it's broken up by states, just as we have here, or provinces and territories in Canada.
No, they have different states, just like us. Yucatan, Chihuahua, you have Acapulco, Mexico.
Where does Kim Davis live?
Distrito Federal, huh?
Kim Davis. Which state in Mexico?
Kim Davis?
Is this a joke?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a joke, but I don't get it. Never mind.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Are you talking about Waffle House Kim?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what state does she live in? What's the joke?
Never mind.
It didn't land.
No, it clearly didn't land. We need to stop talking about it and move on.
No, but speaking of Kim, and I don't want to associate this Kim with Waffle House Kim,
right.
But Mama Kim sent us a text message saying she's off on Mondays, and so she is watching live. So I just wanted to say hi, Mama Kim. Thank you for watching and for always being such a huge supporter of ours. Right.
Some Kims are great, like Mama Kim. Some are not, like Waffle House Kim.
Right.
Some of us are funny, like us. Some of us can't land jokes, like Trish.
Do you want the knife now or later?
I love you.
Just throw her on your Peloton and just tip her over.
Too soon.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, you know what I would be interested to know in regards to the story? So you're saying that 22 out of the 32 states have allowed or passed some sort of ordinance regarding
marriage equality.
Right. So interesting. I would be interested to know, in what geographical demographic are the states in which did not pass or do not have it on their book?
That's a good point.
Is it the southern part of Mexico?
Exactly. And I don't want to like speculate over that because I feel like I shouldn't make a guess. I have an idea where I would think it wouldn't be as accepted. And I would think closer to Central America.
Actually, it's a large population of Mexico has same-sex marriages performed. If you look at the map here.
So it's the
green. Yeah, the green are the ones that are non...
Marriage accessible by amparo or by traveling out of state. Marriage not performed except by amparo, despite courts. So it almost looks like it's the majority of... The immediately bordering states, Chihuahua, Tijuana, and then a coastal state closer to the Caribbean. Interesting.
It's not bad. That's a...
Well, I mean 22 out of 32. You're looking at two-thirds of the country accepting.
That's pretty interesting. You know, because you know how, like, for example, in the U.S., you could tell where certain legislation will either where it falls based on geography, right? Like, we know that the South was always going to be one of those areas that would always resist marriage equality for same-sex couples. Because ordinarily, they're typically the ones that resist everything. I mean, going into our own country's history, when you think about, you know, the Confederacy, you know, any major changes that you ever made, it was always a southern states in the eastern part of the U.S. that were always resisting everything. And so that's why I was curious. I wanted to see if Mexico sort of kind of had that same same thing.
Well, yeah, I actually found as it goes on, there's a list of it shows of all the this is huge.
22.
Yeah, so it shows a list of the cities that are same-sex marriage equality, then they have that are partial by township, states with local recognition, and then it goes down and it gives you a list of each city.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it gives you a nice public support of same-sex marriage in Mexico as of 2017 is 60%.
Ooh. Right. Well, it's got to be a little higher now that Yucatan is a state declared.
And 60% is actually not bad when you look at Ireland being the first nation to legalize same-sex marriage by popular vote with, I believe, around 63%. Mm-hmm. Do not quote me. We have talked about it. I believe it was in the lower 60s, though.
It's okay. Hans will tell us.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
He's our international unofficial correspondent, mm-hmm. fact checker. So.
It was a couple of years ago. We definitely talked about it, but I do believe it was around 63.
No, I remember when it happened.
Yeah, yeah. The only nation.
I thought it was 2016. It was right around before the election.
Yeah, probably right. Happened. That sounds about right. Yeah.
That godforsaken date in 2016. But yes. All right.
Well, I mean, the only thing I would say is 60% is actually relatively high when you think about the fact that in America, we're only at 70% as of June 2021. Right.
And also, you know, another thing to throw in there, I think about it, it's also a Latin country, or Latino or Latinx, whatever you want to call it. They speak Spanish. You know, men tend to be very machista in these types of areas, especially in Spanish-speaking countries. And so the fact that they're at 60%, I mean, that's huge. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Do we have time for me to go into something, or are we going to break?
Yes, go for it.
All right, So I put Skip in there, but now I kind of feel like it's bringing me in here.
Skip to my loom.
There was a story about students organizing a walkout after a gay coach mm-hmm. was forced to quit. So students at Valor Christian High School in Denver staged a walkout on Tuesday, this past Tuesday, after a gay volleyball coach said he was forced to resign due to his sexual orientation. Anoka Tonga, who is a Christian, wrote about his experience with Valor on an Instagram post earlier this week. School officials found out about the previous social media post where Tonga wrote about his disagreement with the school's views on LGBTQ plus issues. So at 1:30 p.m., approximately 50 students participated, got up, walked out of class, walked across the street, and, you know, were speaking out against the situation with a bullhorn. Sometimes the paper reported that they did so over leaf blowers the school was using at the same time. Who knows if they were just doing regular maintenance or if they were trying to drown them out. But these students felt that it was, they would no longer stay silent, as I say here. Quote, "We will not stand for it. We will not forget your bigotry. We will no longer stay silent." So they stood up for it. And then there was a trans student who told a local station, KCNC-TV, that the school's administrators wouldn't let him go by his correct gender. Quote, "They told me that I couldn't present as male here, which is my preferred gender identity, ... The reason I bring this up is when Trish said that we are at approximately 70% acceptance of LGBTQ plus rights.
Marriage equality.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about marriage equality.
Okay, right. That's what kind of brought me to this. But it's interesting because at one of the places I work, there are a lot of people that are definitely disagree with my political views, which is fine. It's welcomed. We should always, you know, disagree with people. That's fine. You know, be healthy about it. But there are people. No, totally true. Okay. But there are people that I know are openly accepting of homosexuality, gay men, lesbian women. Bisexuality, they might not really understand, but the thing that people really, I hear talk a lot about is transgender.
Right.
And I don't know what, I need help. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Well, first
it comes up a lot. It started with the Biden administration's executive order.
Well, I mean, the attacks on the transgender community started when Donald
of course, disgusting absolutely. No, I'm not ignorant to what the Trump administration did, but something that I found interesting is that people are accepting of gay men and gay women, mm-hmm. and bisexuality doesn't come up nearly enough as it should, of course.
Right.
But the one thing that I do hear a lot of people talk about is transgender rights, and I don't know what to do.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, Chris. You can do one.
You know my support for our community.
Here's the thing. we have a lot of resources that we can turn to. You can, you know, ask or do some research at some of your local Pride centers. If you have one in your area, I'm sure that there are directors and that there are people that are working there that have enough information to arm yourself with what you need to be able to defend your point and your point of view and the right to someone to exist.
I think what Chris is saying, though, is that he doesn't know what point to make and how to have a conversation that's educational and supportive.
Right.
Because it is a difficult conversation.
It is.
We've talked about it on the show before. I mean, I try to have a conversation with my father. He's 100% against trans athletes participating in the sport that they choose, right. You know,
the gender of the sport that they choose to compete in,
because he doesn't think that it's fair. And trying to have a conversation with somebody who is so against that and making, for lack of better term, some valid points, it's hard to not hear what they're saying, but still educate them that they, you know, should be and deserve to be seen and identified as the gender that they are choosing.
Right.
Well, and you know, and people learn and pick up things on their own pace and absorb information in different ways. And honestly, after 2016, I don't have the energy to sit here and explain to someone who doesn't want to care or doesn't want to learn. What I want to start doing is carrying little cards with, you know, major organizations. And when someone is, you know, disputing or have questions, well, why? I'm going to hand them a little card and say, here, why don't you reach out to the HRC? Why don't you go on their website? Why don't you read? Why don't you educate yourself? I'm not going to spend my energy in fueling your bigotry. So if you are really, truly interested in knowing what it's like to be someone that you know nothing about, educate yourself. Do your research. Go out there and learn something, because some of these people are just stupid. They actually come up and start talking about this shit just to start an argument and start digging.
Well, yeah.
And that's what pisses me off, and I don't have the energy for it anymore.
And it takes, for some people, it takes energy to learn, but it takes way more energy to hate.
Right.
I also think it is sort of our responsibility as advocates to...
Exactly.
We do that on the show. But be able to have a healthy, educating conversation with somebody as well.
Right, and I won't.
You can.
That's beside the point. I mean, as long as you have the tools, we need to make sure that we have the toolkit so that if we need to, we can have an appropriate conversation.
Right. And I try to be, you know, an impartial, just a bartender when I'm working. Try to be, you know, nice to everyone. Just make sure everyone has a good time. And like, there are a couple times, there are a couple times where I've heard like two brothers come in and they're like, one of them orders a shot they order two shots of tequila. And one of them's like, can I have a lime? And be like, oh yeah, he's a faggot. And I'll be like, yo, watch your mouth. And like, it'll kind of click to them and be like, oh, I think this guy might be gay.
Right.
So they'll like be reserved about that. They'll apologize. But it's when it's really difficult for me. So the other day someone asked, who do I order food from? It was me and a female bartender. And I'm like, no, we're both the same. And he's like, so do you guys go by he, she, they, it? What do you want me to call you? But they were being derogative about it. Like,
but at least he asked, and I would have replied.
Well, they were not. Well, they didn't give a shit. But then
I would have fucked
with them. Okay, yeah, right. You could use that ambiguity with it.
I would have fucked with them and be, okay, so call me they. Right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to grapple with calling me she or he. Now you're going to call me they and them. And then you watch them all fucking night trip up and fuck up trying to address you, because now they have it in their head. Like, what the fuck? Like, how do I call them they, them? Right? Because if you want to be stupid, now I'm going to make you work for it. Mm-hmm. Right? But that's the kind of stupidity that people do. That's what they do. They come into these places and they come in with their bigoted remarks, and they do it on purpose to get reactions from people, because that's exactly what fuels them. And that is the type of person that I have no energy for. That's the type of person that I will say, there are resources online. You really want to learn? Go for
it. You have plenty of energy for them, but you're not going to waste that energy on them, because they're not deserving of the energy.
I'm at a point in time in my life, and it's like,
or the acknowledgement.
I acknowledge your bigotry. I see that it exists clearly. I know exactly who I need to stay away from. But I'm not going to sit here and play into your drama. If you truly, genuinely want to understand what the life of a gay man is, what the life of a gay woman is, or someone who's bisexual or someone who's transgender. Mm-hmm. I can give you plenty of places that you can go to, resources online, or even go to one of these centers and sit down and listen to these people and read up on it and learn about it and truly teach yourself. But don't come to a fucking bar and patronize me.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's it.
I'm sorry.
That, you know, that reminds me. Church is over here like, that reminds me of the episode of True Blood when they ordered the hamburger and they send it back because they didn't order the AIDS burger.
Oh, he goes like,
he came out
because he goes like, I don't want AIDS in my burger.
Yeah, I don't want the AIDS burger. That was the best fucking reaction to it.
Let me tell you, Lafayette was my favorite character in the entire True Blood series. Did you ever watch True Blood?
No.
Yeah, he doesn't know what we're talking about. Yeah. But yeah, he's
YouTube like, that was
zombies, right?
You gotta YouTube it. No.
I'm kidding. I know it's vampires. I'm kidding. All right. I'm not oblivious.
But yeah, I love that part. He's like, bitch, you eat your burger with AIDS, how I fucking make it.
And then he licks the bun and just smacks him in the face.
Nice.
It was just an awesome scene. And then, of course, you know, you got the sheriff behind him, high fives him as he's sashaying away. And then they did a whole meme on that scene, actually, to see that walk from RuPaul. Yeah. And as he like smacks him and punches him out and blah, whatnot, knocks the whole table down. He turns around and starts sashaying. And he's like, sissy that walk. Ding, ding, yeah. Ding, ding. I was like, yes, queen. No, it was a good scene. It was a good scene. But, you know, unfortunately, that's the kind of people that live in this world.
Yep.
So, boys, what shall we do? Do you guys want to go to break?
Yes, I have to pee-pee.
Oh, she has to pee-pee. Okay.
Just so listen, first.
What we're going to do is we're going to go to break. We'll leave you with some music. And when we come back, we still have more Dish. Here we go.
She was waiting by the back door, said, babe, we gotta leave town. Get your shit, get your suitcase, your dog, your guitar, cause we gotta go now, cause they're coming. Well, they know our fucking names, yes, they're coming, just the same. Well, I know you don't want to leave your life. You've had some blood and tears, little joy, little strife. They're coming, well, they're coming down the road. Yes, they're coming, truth be told. And don't forget the whiskey, and don't forget your history. It was never their land in the first place, but they're coming just the same. A knapsack full of judgment, hypocrisy and lies. And they're talking so much hateful bullshit, they've begun to gather flies. But they're coming, well, don't look them in the eyes. Yes, they're coming, no surprise. And with so much terror in our past, how are you so surprised it's come to bite you in the ass? Yes, it's coming. Well, it's nipping at your heels. Yes, it's coming for the kill. And don't forget the whiskey, and don't forget your history. It was never the land to sell or trade. Station where we can get on that train, head out to the wastelands where we can change our names. Cause they're coming, well, they know our fucking names. Yes, they're coming just the same.
Oh, Welcome back from the break. That, of course, was the incredible Amanda Barrick with Wastelands. That album and much of her music is available on all the major music streaming services. So make sure that you go and support your LGBTQ plus artist. I'm winded.
Should we do another roll call?
Roll call. Trish.
Hi, I'm here.
Tom, here. Jay.
Hola.
Chris.
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 Hello.
Chris.
Chris. She's not here.
Oh, she's not here. Anyway.
I hear her in the background.
She's coming. Chris, are you here?
She says she's wiping.
She was telling me another long-winded story.
She got carried away. I get carried away by the look, by the... Whatever. So, anyway. Roll call. Chris, are you here?
Yeah, vol.
Oh, gee, he's here. He's back now. Yeah, we go on break and we sort of kind of like start talking and we forget about the fact that, you know, yeah, the music is going to stop playing eventually. So we need to get back to it. So anyway, we are back. We have another story that this one is pretty old now, but we wanted to cover it because I thought it was significant and I thought it was amazing and awesome and beautiful. So,
ew, you sound like me.
I know. So you remember that that amazing, beautiful couple and that one individual that happens to be one half of that relationship that could have potentially been our first man and our first gay president?
Is that them right there?
Yeah.
Is that them? Grab the book.
Yeah.
Let's show them off.
It's not a book.
The magazine. Excuse
me. Yeah, the Time
me.
Magazine. So, so Pete Buttigieg, of course, and Chastain, you know, they announced that they have now officially become parents, and I think it's a beautiful thing.
They are going to become
right
parents.
So, but it says in the story they've officially right, they've become parents.
They didn't. They don't have their child yet. Yeah, at least when the story came out.
Well, I guess that no, I guess that's right though. They have officially become parents.
Right.
The child just hadn't arrived.
Well, that's okay. Whether it gets here today, tomorrow, I mean, nonetheless, they have, you know, made the jump and decided to.
The stork is in quarantine.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
It's a beautiful thing, and it's also worth noting that we should call Pete Buttigieg by what he really is. He is the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg.
Secretary Buttigieg.
And his husband, Chastain, have become parents. The out cabinet member made the announcement on Twitter to the delight of the internet. I'm really liking how well received Pete is and how his light just keeps shining brighter, brighter and brighter. And I think there's going to be a lot of really great things for him in the future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. So. And Chastain's a fantastic person, really standing up for teachers across the nation. So both of them have a lot to bring to this nation.
Mm-hmm.
But I really am.
And now they're going to be parents.
Exactly.
I think it's important to note that in this article, it does talk about their struggle to actually adopt and become parents. And it's interesting to think that Pete Buttigieg and Chastain Buttigieg are having issues becoming parents when you would think that somebody of their stature, it would be much easier, but it's the same across the board.
Right. Well, I think it also lends itself to the fact that they're a same-sex couple trying to adopt and going through the same, you know, having to jump through the same hoops as many same-sex couples who want to adopt and provide love and a caring place for children to grow up in. You face those same challenges and those same, you know, the same discrimination as anybody else would that's not in the public space, right? But, you know, what I see out of this in particular is the fact that because they are such public figures and because they are individuals that are in the spotlight, having or announcing that they're going through this process encourages others to do so when they may have reservations, even if it's tough and hard.
It's a perfect example. I mean, he is in the cabinet of President Biden.
Yeah,
right.
He is a cabinet member. He is the Secretary of Transportation, and he and his husband, they're incredibly busy right now, but they want to have a family, save a child, bring a child, you know, into a loving household with as much as like they're dealing with going on. Like they're, it's a perfect example. Like anyone can do it. And it does. It's a good point that it doesn't matter if you are serving the public or you're in the public sector. You do face discrimination and walls and barriers, but they were able to
thankfully break that barrier, because they're gonna make amazing parents.
Right. And you know, there's this myth that, you know, gay men especially tend to be very like, yeah, I don't want kids and blah blah blah, and it just really shows that, you know, there's a little bit of for everyone, right? There's many different types of gay men that exist. You know, some can be masculine, some can be more effeminate, some can be more gender neutral, some can be...
I feel like this is targeted.
Do you feel triggered? No, but regardless of where you fall on that spectrum, what this basically proves is that you, if you wanted to, could be a parent, mm-hmm. and could provide a loving home for someone, and, you know, hopefully bring them up in a positive environment and where they can thrive and be successful contributors to society. And this just really shines a really good light in mm-hmm. the sense on what's possible. Now that we have that representation in the upper echelons of government.
Yeah, that being said, I do think it's important to note that God did create gay men so that the truly gifted weren't burdened with children. Mm-hmm. So right. I think we just need to keep that in mind as we move forward.
Lord have mercy. We keep coming back to this TED Talk.
No, that's not from the TED Talk.
No, yeah.
What's that from?
I don't remember where
we heard talked that. About that on the show. Yeah, yeah.
I think we did.
I don't remember where I heard that.
But then there are some gay men who really just want to have children.
Yeah, Chris, yeah. We know. We had this conversation.
Yeah, we did.
I am going to be a great father one day. Okay, no.
You literally just put your semen on sale.
A puppy.
Like, yeah, well, that's not going to be my kid. Yes. I'm not ready right now.
Can you start with a puppy first and see how that goes?
Or a plant?
No, the plants didn't live. No, there was mold in the place. It wasn't my fault.
Okay, let's try a goldfish next.
Yeah.
We're going to work your way up.
First of all, okay, thank you for saying that. Okay, I won a goldfish at a carnival at a ring toss. On my 10th ring, the final one, I turned around, threw it behind my back, it landed. I got it. I won Joshua. I blew into the little tank with a straw to put oxygen in the water for that thing for like overnight. Got him a tank. He lived for 8 years.
Nice.
And he died?
Well, I mean, eventually he passed away.
Oh.
But I kept him for 8 years. I took care of Joshua. I would play Gustav Holst and he would swim. That's a person. Our music people will know who Gustav Holst is. And he would swim and like do swirls and like go through like the different architecture that right. I had in the tank. I took care of Joshua really, really well.
Just like
8 years.
Low
just
maintenance.
Like your ex-roommate took care of that sugar glider. Poor thing. That was crazy.
No,
that's sad.
That was a low blow.
Okay.
That was sad.
We're moving on.
Moving on.
Anyway, but he knows I love him. But anyway. But I'm happy. I'm happy for the pair. Congratulations. I think, like I said, it's great representation for members of our community to see that it is possible. And for others who are not in our community to just shut the fuck up
mm-hmm.
and stop being douches and bitches. Jay, how are you doing over here?
Fantastic.
Okay. Just making sure.
I'm quiet today.
Yeah, I know. Why?
I'm doing a lot of reading.
A lot of reading. Yeah. Well, do a lot of talking, girl. Come on, talk.
We'll get on it, yeah.
Okay. All right. So what else do we have, boys?
Hey, I offered him a goldfish. I did talk. But since he says Joshua made it 8 years, maybe you should move
Joshua.
Up to Joshua. That's what
Joshua. I thought you said Josh.
She has
Joshua.
An accent.
Joshua.
Are you making fun of his accent?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
I was going to suggest a hamster next. We're going to work your way up.
No, he does not need any rodent.
I did play in a band called Pig. I mean, that was named after my friend's guinea pig.
Have you seen him? He's hairy. He's like a walking little like rodent himself.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe
a go. No, I'm a pup.
I'm a pup.
You're a pup. Pup, are you sure?
Yeah. Okay, all right, hold on.
We're going to see him in a mask.
Okay,
in a couple
now that
weeks.
You said it. So, okay, this an is amazing. Otter.
Do you have a mask?
So.
Yeah, he does.
No.
Oh, it's on order.
No. So last night, I'm hanging out at Stephen's house and we're watching Candyman. I've never the new one came out I think on Friday. Uh-huh. I've never seen Candyman. So we're watching it and I don't know why I howled and then Steven howled and then we were howling and his dog ran over. His dog is like a Hungarian Shepherd. Like his name is Bubba.
Okay.
He is the most loving dog rescued from Alabama. Like beautiful big old
really?
Yeah.
Like our phone number.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Birmingham. No, Montgomery. Montgomery, represent. So I start howling. He starts howling. And then Bubba runs over and starts howling with us. So the three of us are just, it's like 12:30 in the morning. We're just like, oh.
So let me ask you, does he live in a house?
He lives in a, like a duplex, but his best friend has the other side of the house.
Okay, I was going to say, oh my God, I'm sorry for your
neighbors. No, like we walk into each other's
houses. His best friend is probably like, what a kink is that?
Because I feel like your voice is like sonar. It like goes through walls. Like it carries.
Well, we always make the joke because we both get night terrors and he speaks French.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh
Lord. Yeah.
These two are going to start beating each other up in their sleep.
And they're done that.
So his friend was like, oh my God, I'm going to wake up one morning. I'm going to hear you screaming in German, him screaming in French. Like, what the fuck is happening over there?
Lord,
you said the dog was a what? What breed?
Like a Hungarian shepherd.
And Bubba was the most Hungarian name they could name that thing?
Right.
When he rescued Bubba, he went to name him a different name, but he saw the like certificate and it said Bubba. So he's like, you're Bubba. And he's Bubba now. And his neighbor's roommate has a daughter and the husband's name is Michelle. Not husband. Boyfriend's name is Michelle. Lives in Quebec. And she comes out and she has little Canadian Crocs and pants that say Canada and have maple leaves down them. It's the most adorable thing ever.
Of course it is. That's
I love it.
That's when he said, I want a kid. That's right. You just want to accessorize a creature. Get a dog, buy him some Canadian outfits and you'll be good. Yeah. Leave the kids alone.
I'm going to be a good dad someday. Yeah.
No,
maybe he's going to come out with red hair and maple leaves.
Yeah.
No red hair.
Someday. Today's just not that day.
Gingers can be cute.
Gingers are gorgeous.
I never said.
No, he was like red hair.
Yeah, no.
Nothing wrong with red hair.
I wasn't saying ginger either. I mean like dyed red.
Oh, like bottle red. Yeah. Gotcha.
So not gingivitis.
Canadian flag red.
Got it.
There it is.
Well, so before we move on to wrapping up the show, I just wanted to remind everyone last week, Trish and I were here. We had an interview with an amazing individual. Her name is Maria Connor. The book is available. It's called Girl Shock. I dressed up as a girl for Halloween, but then she took over my life. Get the book. There's a lot of really interesting things happening in this book. We had a very interesting conversation,
oh, yeah,
to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
Our minds were blown, right? Because typically when we speak to someone in our community who's transgender, they're either one or the other, right? Either I'm a transgender male, transgender female, but very rarely do we have the opportunity to speak to someone who's still straddling both and battling or struggling through how to deal with both at the same time, mm-hmm, and yet still have that identity, right? And say, I am a transgender woman, but I'm also a heterosexual male,
yeah,
man, in some instances. And how much power, right? We were talking about how much power she was giving the man, because the man was, mm-hmm, what she referred to as, or the guy, the dude. She referred to as the person who makes the money, mm-hmm, and therefore she has to sort of kind of deal or tolerate him. And there's a really cool things. And again, it was a wonderful conversation. We encourage you that you listen to it. But the book is actually filled with really cool features that I had never seen in a book before. So one of the cool things that this book has are QR codes. So while she's describing some of the videos, some of the interviews that she's had with individuals, you can scan these QR codes right on your phone and it'll bring you directly to that, whatever she's referencing. I thought that was genius. So make sure that you guys pick up this book.
That book is ahead of its time.
Yes, it is. Right? It's one of the first times I've ever seen it.
That's awesome.
I don't think I've never seen
a QR code inside
that's
a book.
That's the new pop-up book.
Right.
Before that, it was like the time machine ones. It's like, turn to page 47 if you don't want to go left. Yeah, turn to page 1 if you want to go right.
Right. And I think that this way. Yeah.
You don't remember those ones?
No.
Really?
No.
The one where you like create your own ending. Like there are alternate endings by, I said don't want to go left and then want to go right, which would be.
I've never seen one of those.
Yeah,
books.
No. You read them and then it'll like at the bottom of the page, it'd be like, go to page 47 if you think you should talk to this person. Go to page 17 if you want to run away from this person.
kind of interesting.
It would always be 17 for me if you were if it was your book. run as far as we possibly can.
She's nasty. No,
but I think it's creative.
No, it is, absolutely.
Because it's one of the first times that I've seen in digital print, or excuse me, in print, creatively adding a digital component, right? Mm-hmm. We're all about our phones today.
Yeah.
So what better way to just stay engaged?
Right.
You might go down a rabbit hole because you know what happens when you go on like, what's that?
TikTok.
You know, you watch one video and 2 hours later, oh, like, holy shit. Like, I've been watching
TikTok. My legs are numb. I've been pooping for 3 hours.
Exactly.
So I just think it's very creative. And I wanted to sort of kind of reiterate that, you know, bravo to her.
Yeah.
Siri, Maria Connor. Class, girl. Class.
Yeah, no, it was a fun combo.
Yes, nice. It was. All right. So it looks like we are at the end of the road. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to toss it over to our panelist here on table so that we can go ahead and start wrapping things up. So why don't we start with you, Trish? You want to do Mama Kim's Minute?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Here's Mama Kim's Minute. Number one, trans teen required to undergo genital examination at airport and people are speaking out. Number two, Dancing with the Stars gets its first same-sex pair after 30 seasons. JoJo
Siwa.
30 seasons?
JoJo Siwa.
Siwa.
She's a female, I believe she sings. I've heard the name a few times. But
well, anyway. She's dancing in this show.
Yes.
So let me ask you, seasons. Do seasons 30, yeah. translate to years?
Definitely not.
No.
No.
So they've been on the air for what, 15 years maybe? So they do two seasons a year?
I mean, the math with that adds up.
Surprisingly.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, yeah.
I don't know. It's just weird. Because it would make it sound like they've been on the air like for
30 years.
But yeah, I think they've been on since 2005.
Probably, yeah.
Something right, like that.
Yeah, nice. And JoJo, like so she's a ex Nickelodeon.
Ah, okay.
Oh, she looks so familiar.
Oh, okay.
I got nothing.
This is
teen sensation.
My grandkids probably know.
All right, number three. Israel is ending their ban on blood donation for queer men. Wise in America.
I think it's time. Thank you, Israel.
With a new PM, so.
Right. Yep. Yeah, good. So, perfect. All right, well, why don't we toss it over to Christopher. Do I need to give you some music?
Bitte.
By the way, you have Hans to thank for that.
To thank for that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks. Dankeschön.
On this day in gay history, when August 30th, 2012, here in the US of A, the greatest nation in this country, or greatest country in this nation.
The greatest country in this
nation.
I don't know.
It was a line I've said before. Anywho. Mm. Charlie Jane Anders won 2012 Hugo Award. Charlie Jane Anders, who self-identifies as genderqueer and as a trans woman, wins the award for the best novelette for her book, 6 months, 3 days.
Yes, well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that was in 2012. You know, we've come a long way since then, but also have had many challenges for the trans community since 2016. Who knew 4 years later?
Right.
But yeah, wow, that's amazing. Well, good for her. And all right, well, ladies and gents, I want to thank you all for joining us on this particular episode right before Labor Day weekend. So summer, unfortunately, is coming to an end. I would like to remind you all that you can subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcasting service. By subscribing, you get the latest and greatest of our episodes delivered right to your web browser or device as soon as our episodes are published. You can also support us on Patreon, which allows you, our listeners, to support the show with a monetary donation, those donations that we collect monthly and can be in any denomination of a dollar or more. Who are we throwing it over to?
Next week, it's Labor Day and all about the dish.
All right. Shall we show
up? But there's a big surprise.
Is there?
The surprise will be if we're here or not.
We might as well forewarn you all. So we are up in the air as to whether or not we want to do an episode for next week.
Talked about it earlier, just never kind of concluded that.
Yeah, or take the day off and just sort of kind of barbecue and hang out and really enjoy the fact that, you know, summer's coming to a close and we're going to have to deal with shorter days and colder weather. So here's what we'll do. By Thursday of this week, we'll let you know whether or not we're going to have an episode, and we'll post it on our Facebook page and on our social media, and definitely keep you guys in the loop. But if we do, then you'll see us next week. If we don't, wishing you all a very safe and lovely Labor Day weekend, and you know, just enjoy yourselves, share with family, be as safe as you can. If you're not vaccinated, get the fuck out there and get vaccinated, mm-hmm. please, people. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
We apologize to keep the four of you on the edge of your seat. We'll get to you Thursday, like Tom said, all four of you.
Yeah, but we'll let you know. We'll definitely let you know. All right, and now here's Nick with a weekly reminder for all of you bottoms out there who want to keep your buttholes on point. Chris, take note. Yes, we are talking about the future method. So, Trish?
So before I do that,
is my butt clean now?
No, but
that wasn't the cleaner.
My roommate just Pelotoned. Proud of him.
Oh, he did.
He did his first class today.
Oh, that just that's got a notification. Invasion.
Okay, you know what that means, right?
What?
That means you're gonna have to massage his taint when you get home.
Oh, I'm not touching that.
Wait. So massage, your Peloton dry. Records how many times someone's been on the Peloton?
Yes, so
you said you were on your Peloton 11 times this week?
12.
12? Do those 12 have anything to do, or did he contribute to any of those 12?
No, I just said he did his first ride today.
Okay. Oh, okay. Just making sure. Proud of you, roommate. You better work. Okay.
You go, Trish. Girl.
All right, everybody. Get the future method today. Each time you clean out with water or enemas, delicate tissues are harmed and cells are damaged, increasing chances of injury and or STDs. The first of its kind, doctor-developed formula gently cleanses before you play without hurting your bum. Visit futuremethod.com to purchase your life-changing bum cleanser today.
Hey, by the way, I actually told somebody to go on the website and check it out. We were talking about anal play. I was like, well, you need to go check this out.
You need to clean your bum.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And how did that conversation go?
It went well.
Good. Yes. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Good.
That's good.
Healthy.
Yes.
Well, healthy conversations right there.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Jay, for promoting on behalf of Dr. Evan Goldstein and the Future Method.
Now, and, you know, I was thinking about Dr. G earlier today when you guys were talking about the sex workers and how everybody was making their extra money through
OnlyFans.
I was like, maybe Dr. G needs to start advertising through OnlyFans.
I would watch that.
Progressive.
But, you know,
let's fund that foundation.
This video brought to you.
OnlyFans.
Yeah. I would totally watch his OnlyFans.
Well, I wasn't advocating for him to start an OnlyFans.
Even if he was just playing with a face, he's got beautiful hands. His hands are gorgeous. He's got
beautiful. Well, no. Chris can speak from experience.
like you tell us.
On a professional level, it was a medical examination.
But how did it feel?
Tight.
Okay. Well, that's what he said you felt, but how did you feel?
Alrighty, everybody. Be sure to check out us on OnlyFans. Don't worry, we're putting a rubber on it. As always, our show is available on our website, gaytalk20.com, and our audio podcast. It is also available as a free download on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher Radio.
You can find us on social media, Facebook, Gaytalk 2.0, Instagram, Gaytalk 2.0, Twitter at Gaytalk 20. You can email us at gaytalk2.0@gaytalk20.com. Tom?
Jay, I'm sorry that they sort of kind of like didn't even give you a little line in there.
Well, I mean, you speak most of everything.
Yeah.
We can break up some of what you say.
We'll work it in there. So here. Why
can you say the word suggestion?
Yo creo que sí.
All right, so Trish, take it away.
So why don't you read this part here, and then I'll come in and do this.
I feel like these are things that we're supposed to do when we're not live on air.
Well, you know, we like to live wild. Yeah. If you need to reach out to us, just excuse me, let me start that shit over again. if you need to reach out to us, just head on over to our website and click on the Contact Us tab on the top of your web browser. There you can leave comments, suggest topics, submit a question for the cast or individual host, and much more.
All right. You can also call us and leave us a question via voice message. There, we can answer those questions for you live on air. The phone number is 334-GAY-TALK. And if you need all those digits, it is 334-429-8255. Don't forget that we do stream live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can access that live stream by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. With that, ladies and gents, that is our show. Thank you. And y'all have a good night.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more Dish.